Illinois State Representative David Severance joining me in the studio. First off, David, it's good to see you.
Hey, good to see you. Good to be back home.
Your takeaway from the budget address this week?
The biggest concern that was that basically our governor is giving a constituent speech to the people that voted for him. He was basically talking to them. The minimum wage, he promised that to them during the campaign, and he wanted to bring that home here in the first 3 weeks of being the governor. Something else I wanted to say right out of the gate here is that something that you drill home every time I hear you in the morning is that today's current balance of backlog of bills, and that was not discussed one bit in that speech. He was talking again to his constituents, but he didn't discuss that. How are we going to pay down the backlog of bills? And this budget that he proposed, it's a state law to have a balanced budget. Was that presented? It was not. It's out of balance already without discussing paying those backlogs.
$8,323,840,346.96 as of 8 a.m. this morning.
There you go. It's rising because it was in the $7 billion, so it's going up. And you know that guy that was the governor the last 4 years that they beat up, he's not there anymore. So we'll see how these guys do when they own this.
$38.7 billion budget, and there are a lot of things in there. Tax. Budget. $75 million of this budget is going to be coming from retailers where they're setting a cap amount. Retailers are paid for collecting taxes. They project $75 million alone, keeping these retailers at, I believe, they keep 1.75% of the state's 6.25%. They'll be allowed to have no more than $1,000. But when you start charging nickels for every plastic bag, you would be getting some probably more money. But no, $1,000 your cap. Just one of the items that's inside this.
Exactly right. That was one of the things I was going to jump out of this plastic bag tax. And again, what you said a minute ago, tax. And now, politicians don't call it tax. You know what they call it? It's revenue.
Revenue enhancement.
Exactly right. But basically, for you and I and everybody else that's the common man on the street, it's taxes. And they're looking for every way possible to increase taxes so they can fund these new programs they're going to come up with. And you know what? Programs are great if you can fund them. But let's get back to that, back paying the bills that we haven't paid people that provided services for people in Southern Illinois all over the state.
And we're paying big interest on these two because that rolls over.
That's exactly right. So every day we're paying this big interest. And again, who's paying that? You and I are.
$20 million in nickels, plastic bags. They expect to make $20 million on a plastic tax bag, plastic bag tax.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we saw that, it was like, okay, what are they going to think of next? And they kind of did it as a pilot thing in Chicago, just like Evans, Representative Evans, his little pilot project as far as the mileage tax. And I heard you guys play that here on the radio just a few minutes ago. And I believe he put that out there just to kind of test the waters. Well, he tested the waters, and he got the he got some water thrown back in his face pretty
right.
quick.
Using the term that he feels that it needs to be fleshed out, unquote. And that was originally based as a pilot program. But people who drive greater distances, I mean, to be able to get to work. I've got friends of mine who drive two hours to get to their coal mining jobs, right? Another 2 hours back
right.
and work a 12-hour shift. And you start 2 cents a mile and do that. Four or five times, six times a week, you start piling up.
Exactly right.
So, you know, aside from the $8 billion, right. all right, $323,840,346.96, without that, do we have a balanced budget?
No, we don't. We're still out about $3.2 billion from our calculations on the Republican side as far as the different things that we've looked at. So he talked a lot in generalities, not much specifics at all. And so he was, again, I get back to talking to his constituents and the feel good and hey, everything is going to be okay. And he did admit, you know, we didn't get this way overnight. It's going to take some time. So he's buying himself some time.
Right.
But he's already extended in this plan, extend the pension payments out to another to 2052, I think. And so he's already trying to buy himself time on some things. And so we'll see where this goes.
I mean, the ways that they're looking to pay off some of these pension bills and where the money's going, a retirement tax, a tax on insurance companies, which, of course, will trickle down.
Right.
They say there's no such thing. Well, things like this sure as heck trickle down to me and that there's a tax on insurance companies so that they can use that to pay. Is it Medicaid?
Yes.
You know, I mean, when you see this, there's a lot going on. I mean, I have a hard time with it. So I say, well, at least we're trying to get our boat level in the water here. But you know, when you saw $38.7 billion, when I spoke with Senator Paul Schimpf, he was talking 40.2, 40.1,
right,
somewhere in that area. I spoke to the comptroller. She agreed. And when it came out at 38.7, I'm thinking that's a little low by everybody's count.
Exactly right. And you start putting in all these different items that they're wanting to do, that's where Senator Schimpf came up with that over $40 billion. And then again, how are we going to pay for these things? Where they're just finding ways, everything, they're coming up with some very innovative ways to tax us that we haven't even, it's like, I never thought of that. And you're thinking, well, you know, they've thought of everything under the sun. They just keep coming up with new ideas to tax us. And again, I tell people, and I've said this several times, and I've been on the air with you and everywhere I go, it doesn't take rocket science. Here's what we need is we need more taxpayers, not more taxes. I say that everywhere I go, every chance I get to talk to people, and we need businesses to be successful. And this minimum wage thing, basically we just slapped every business in Southern Illinois and the state of Illinois in the face and said, okay, let's see what you can do with this now.
What do you think, what would you do if you were in the governor's position right now? How would you go about this in light of the 45,122, I believe it is, residents we lost in 2018. The knowledge of the $8 billion, looking at, you know, your business experience, how would you pilot the ship?
You know, one of the first things I would do is I would sit down with the businesses, small and large businesses, and say, hey, what can we do to help you to be successful, to keep your business in this state, and what can we do to enhance that? And taxing us is not going to do that. And that is a tax. As far as the minimum wage going up, what happens with that is the state is going to, you get more money, so you get more tax money taken out of your check, so the state's going to get more money. So that is not the answer. But the thing I would do, again, I'd sit down with business owners and say, what can we do to help you to be successful? And what we're doing, basically, we're saying, hey, what can we do to tick you off and slap you in the face and try to get you out of this state? That is not going to work. It's not working. And small businesses, I talk to them. I get text, emails, phone calls, and talk to people face-to-face literally 7 days a week on this issue.
Extending out the taxes, and then I saw several reports, although to be honest with you, David, they were a little bit on the vague side about borrowing additional money.
Exactly right. That's the plan, is to kind of, you know, throw something out and then don't give you all the details, and then they'll work it out later. So that's a big concern that we have, is what are they going to do with this?
Did he say that we were going to borrow money in the state of the budget address? Because I don't remember hearing it. I don't.
You know, actually, I have the printed out. In fact, I was going to leave it with you. I have the printed out speech, and specifically, I don't remember that. I can't tell you that or not.
All right. Because like I said, I'm thinking I don't, but I saw several, he's going to borrow more. But once again, pensions are the big issue here. Moving forward, gambling, marijuana, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, David. I was surprised. I don't have my notes from yesterday right here. They're over here in a pile. So $170
million
fiscal year. The next fiscal year, which starts June 1?
Yes, sir.
July 1.
July 1, yep.
$170 million in the first fiscal year for recreational marijuana.
Yep. And so, you know, the number that was thrown out to us was $700 million to possibly $1.2 billion is what recreational marijuana would bring in the first year. Now it's down to $170. And then here's what no one's discussed, the governor hasn't talked about. What are we going to have to put out to pay for people that are going to need services because of this bill, because of allowing recreational marijuana? It may be more than $170 million as far as the new services we'll have to provide to offset this, and, you know, as far as social service and all those types of things, mental health and just there's no telling.
Well, this week, the governor of California called out the National Guard to go shut down the black market marijuana in a state that has
right. I was reading on
the
that.
National Guard.
Yeah,
to enforce marijuana laws. It's interesting because when these costs come around, you start looking at some of these hospitalizations in Colorado. Came up to $381 million, I think it was. Yeah. I mean, you look at some of these fatal car crashes. attributed. They're saying that literally the cost was in the neighborhood of $5 million. So in other states, they've been having some problems there. That, those numbers from Colorado.
Right. By the way. So the $170 million, that number is, now that's a lot of money, $170 million, absolutely. But still, the thought was $700 million to $1.2 billion. This number, if $170 is what it is, why in the world would we even touch this?
Yeah, well, I forgot what it was. Colorado, their input, it was slow to grow, but it did. And was
is that
less,
a pun?
Was less, yeah. Thank you. I didn't notice. I really swear to God I didn't. Less than 1% of their revenues in Colorado for this.
Yeah, so all the problems you're creating, and what are you gaining from it? You know, go ahead.
Gambling. All right. They talk about downstate. Right. Now, when a lot of times we talk about gambling, you and I automatically think about Walker's Bluff gambling expansion, but we're talking about sports gambling expansion as well. We already have more gambling machines than Nevada, and the new Sin Index, the worst sinning states, Wallet Hub, we came in eighth.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to sports gambling, this too is one of the offerings in the upcoming budget.
Right, and the governor again has put that in there and thinks he's going to coop a bunch of money from that, and he's come up with a plan to come up with about $1.2 billion of new tax money, and that gambling is a part of that. And again, as you know, we're advocating, those of us legislators on both sides of the aisle and in the House and Senate for Walker's Bluff, and we believe that the jobs created from that, not just from the gaming, but the whole package is going to be good for Southern Illinois.
Yeah, because Cindy Bunch, when I talked to her a couple of weeks ago, was pretty emphatic about this. It's not just about gambling. It's one component for an entire resort. So
exactly right.
But an important component to her. 7:33. Dave, you've got about 30 seconds. Any final thoughts on the budget, the financial situation, and the upcoming remainder of this session?
Yeah, what I want to encourage people to do is, if you're not aware of what's going on in the state, if you go to ilga.gov, it's a website that we're really pushing for people to look and see what's going on. If there's a bill that you don't like, you can go on and actually file a witness slip. You can call your senator, you can call your representatives, not just down here, those of you that know where we stand, but you can call people throughout the state, let them know where you stand. And so look forward to continue to work for Southern Illinois and do the right things. And if we do what's right, we can continue this state going forward, but we're not doing it right now.
And we didn't even get to progressive taxes.